machine. When a big blue ball appears in the night, our leader says that the time is right. Hail Bob draws near, clean the house, pack that gear. Well, a UFO is right behind. Why don't you come with me, boys and girls, on a magic comet ride? Well, the UFO's got a extra seat.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave. Joseph is here. Eric is here. And this is...
They Call Me Hail Bob.
From the great play musical Aladdin, Magic Carpet.
Sorry, just a cricket leg in my throat. This is Steppenwolf. Magic Comet Ride.
Oh, Magic Comet. Sounds like Steppenwolf, by the way.
Yes, because
it's
all
total
about...
Well, yeah, parody. And it's a parody.
It's a parody.
Oh, parody. And it's not from Aladdin. I was kidding, and you didn't correct me.
No, correct me. I like Aladdin songs.
Now, I'm trying to figure out a name, you know, like a nickname for me, and we haven't come up with it.
Hail Bob.
Who?
Hail Bob.
Hail Bob?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. All right, Eric, what do you think of Dave-licious?
That was a laugh. That was
no?
A laugh.
What's wrong with that?
No, thank you.
Dave-licious?
Yeah.
Okay.
My stomach, it's not even the bugs at this point. That was just that
Dave
comment.
Dave, it's way too early in the morning for that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, please
well,
stop.
Trying, you know,
but,
the Big Bopper or something.
In case your comet isn't giving you a very proper and safe ride.
Then you go to Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Of course, Alexander, great friend of mine, great mechanic. He's trustworthy. That's the key, I believe. Really, almost any profession, but especially in mechanics, people just don't know enough about their cars. But you're in good hands with Alexander, no question about it. Tell him I said hi. Call him 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. You won't regret it. I take my cars there. I'm sticking to it. That's my story.
And we were playing Magic Comet Ride in honor of our next guest. From the Phoenix Incident, writer-director Keith Arum is... I'm sorry, I should have asked how do you pronounce your last name. Is it Arum?
Yes, Arum.
Arum, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us, Keith.
Thank you for having me.
This movie opens up next Friday, right?
Yes, nationwide.
Nationwide, next Friday. We've got a chance to see it. And Dave, immediately when he pulled up in the parking lot this morning, raving about this movie.
I was. And Tricia, let's bring Tricia in. Tricia.
Hello. Yes, I just finished eating my worms for breakfast. Oh. Now I'm ready to talk about these UFOs.
The early bird catches the worm.
She's like, bye bye, birdie.
Well, this is a lot of fun, and it's basically inspired by the true events of the Phoenix Lights, but you kind of took a little bit of a spin on it, right, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to do something. This is my first motion picture, and I wanted to do something moving from the video game space into the motion picture space. So we treated this as this docu-thriller. So it starts off sort of as a hybrid documentary, and then it goes into this action thriller, sort of exposing what may have happened the night of the infamous Phoenix Lights right there in Phoenix.
Now, how much research did you do on this? I lived in Phoenix since 94. I didn't see the lights because I probably wasn't looking, but it was it's very common out here that so many people have seen these lights and they swear it was some type of UFO. So what does your research say, and how far were you able to go before someone said stop?
that's still happening. You know, I grew up in Arizona, and then I moved out to California to start working in the entertainment industry. And so I've always wanted to go back and do a film just to kind of show off my home state and do something that was there. And while I was back visiting Arizona with my folks down in Tucson, the Phoenix Lights happened. And I didn't physically see it, but all of my friends and our family saw it. And so I started researching this and was fascinated by the subject. And having a love of science fiction and just the feeling that maybe we're not alone in the universe anyway, I think inspired a lot of that. But I started working on a lot of large video games over the past several years. And through the course of working on Call of Duty and Ghost Recon and SOCOM and all these big military games, we work with military contractors. And these guys, after... we would wrap up our sessions, they'd pull me aside and they said, well, hey, you know, that we used to work out in Arizona and this is what really happened. And these military guys would tell us these stories about these encounters with craft, and specifically what happened with some of the events that happened in March of 97. And so that really inspired me to start researching deeper. And we went out to Arizona. We met with almost 1,000 eyewitnesses. We met with the former vice mayor, Francis Barwood. We met with eyewitnesses like Timothy Lay and other eyewitnesses, and got their accounts and realized that something big really did happen. And no matter what the military says of flares, which we did find out did happen, there was a lot more to the story than that. And so that's why this film takes this very unique approach.
So do you think there was actual military encounters in terms of, you know, weaponry and people, you know, on both sides fighting?
Well, that's kind of where we start to bend the line. Because what we heard and what we were told was that there was a number of sightings leading up to the Phoenix Lights, starting earlier that afternoon from the Nevada border all the way north of the state down towards Phoenix. Some of the accounts talked about jets following these and breaking off once they hit Phoenix airspace. Some people talk about once the lights started to hit Phoenix airspace that they closed the airport. We definitely know that Luke Air Force Base scrambled jets. And that's where we started to hear that these pilots were physically shaken coming back from encountering these lights. And so what our film starts to explore is a little bit after what most of the public saw. We know that there was some conspiracy theories about the idea that there was this operation called Operation Snowbird that was sort of distracting the public from seeing this potential engagement over the Estrella Mountain south of the city. But our film sort of takes this what-if approach that if these civilians that were on the ground witnessed this encounter of the military potentially shooting down one of these craft. And so we did hear stories that they did encounter craft and that they did try to pursue these things. As this has happened a number of times around the world, and there's very well-documented cases that took place around the world in Belgium and Peru and Iran and even England. And so we kind of took those facts from those other cases with all the eyewitness accounts that we took here and really made that fiction of our world, and it really blends between the reality of what happened and our story.
That's amazing. Tricia, you probably have a question.
Well, yeah. So I'm curious. So you've been working on this for quite some time, and I will say that I thought that the footage blended in perfectly. You made it so real to me. And then when I saw your bio and that you were involved in Call of Duty and a lot of those other things, I went, ah, no wonder he's so good at this. But, you know, I mean, Phoenix Lights, the controversy over the Phoenix Lights is not going away. If you remember during the Super Bowl, Pepsi
right.
did a whole big promotion thing around Phoenix Lights return and stuff like that.
Right.
So did that play into this at all, or how long have you been working on the project?
I've been working on the project for 2.5, almost 3 years now. And you know, it's coming up. This is going to be the 20th anniversary of the lights next year. And mm-hmm. this was the largest mass sighting in the United States, much less maybe the world. We were to talk about almost 30,000 people witnessing this. So this is becoming sort of a modern-day Roswell in a sense that it's a cultural phenomenon. So many people, including the governor of the state, have come out and said publicly that they saw a craft or multiple craft that are there. So we didn't want this film to be a misinformation campaign. This wasn't trying to be a hoax. The idea is that coming from video games, that there's a whole generation of people that grew up, maybe never saw the lights, weren't even born when the lights took place, or just never have done the research. And doing a documentary, there's been some fantastic documentaries that have been done. Lynn Katai and other people, I Know What I Saw. There's other ones that have been done specifically about the lights. And my feeling is that I wanted to do something to engage a younger audience that maybe didn't know some of the facts or some of the stories behind it, and then went by taking this what-if approach, sort of like what the X-Files does, inspires a younger generation to then get online and start to research what really happened. And I think that that's promoting this idea of disclosure and transparency and having our government really come forward and talk about, you know, potential engagements of what's going on in the skies above us.
I think Donald Trump was behind it. But anyway, I'm just kidding.
Well, You know, Dave, I had never heard of the Phoenix Lights because I'm from California
sure.
and Hawaii. And so I had not even heard about the Phoenix Lights until the Super Bowl. And then I was thinking, then I found out a little bit about it when I was hearing Super Bowl talking about you know, the Phoenix Lights. We're trying to do this about the Phoenix Lights. And I was like, oh, okay. So I looked into it a little bit, but this was my first exposure to this docu-thriller, and I think it was incredibly interesting, especially with your, you know, your theories of what may have happened.
Yeah, we're coming up to a hard break, Keith, we'd love to have you on again. This is very fascinating, especially we're in Phoenix, so
yeah.
I think we'll arrange to have you on again
for
another
segment. We'll definitely have you on again, Keith.
Well, that'll be great. We'll be in theaters next week on April 8th in Phoenix and also on video on demand. So hopefully your audience gets to see the film, and then let's have another chat and we'll talk about more of the conspiracy theories behind
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And this is Neil Diamond singing Snuck Into America about a different kind of alien.
Who is that?
The other aliens. Not Neil Diamond.
Nine. And it says countdown now. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
Didn't fill out their forms. He took my job, his name's Jose. I'm not sure he's American. Brought his kids there to stay.